What's going on?
I've called a very special guest in to the studio this morning, one of my favourite colleagues. Here he is, Mikey. He joins us.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Hang on. Bills, what was that look me for?
Yeah. He's skeptical.
Are you concerned?
What do you think? Do you think we're going to be ganging up on you?
Well, you just said favourite colleagues. I thought I was your favourite colleague.
I said one of.
Oh, no, that's been clear for weeks, Bill.
I did say one of.
She's been here for 5 months and already got a favourite colleague.
He's very jealous, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm loving this just
quietly.
Yeah,
I'm jealous.
Are we still doing that lunch date today, Ali?
You two regularly get together for lunch. I know this.
All right, now, here we go. Yeah, and you're always invited. And what do? You say no, you Scrooge McDuck.
Move on.
Anyway, okay, Mikey told me something yesterday, Bilko, and I said, you got to come in and share this with us on the show. So you had a bit of an incident over the weekend.
Well, incident, more like an insult.
Mm-hmm.
So Mother's Day on Sunday. Bilko, you'll appreciate this because I know how much of a tight ass you are. So, no, legit, you will appreciate it. So Mother's Day. My mum now lives at Brisbane. So I thought, go to the Goldie, something different. And we couldn't get into anywhere, like the RSLs. We ended up all the way down at Currumbin.
You didn't book, so good planning.
No, we didn't book. Who books these days? Yeah, anyway, so we ended up all the way down there, couldn't get in. And mum just said to me, look, I'm happy for a basic fish and chips. So we came back to surface and we went up to the Spit. You know where SeaWorld is?
Yeah.
So, and there's, I think, Pete's Fish and Chips, then you got the Palazzo Versace, and then you have the Mariner's Cove just before it.
So would you do Versace Fish and Chips?
No. We were going to. Anyway, this story for another time. So what we did is we went into the Mariner's Cove for fish and chips, and they had special $9.90 fish and chips. Perfect. There was three of us. Walked in. Ordered the fish and chips, 3 packs, thank you very much. She said, would you like chicken salt? I said, yes, please. I've paid, walked out, sat down, birds are chirping, blue sky, big boats, everything's going on. Looked at my receipt because I've legitimately forgotten what number I was, you know, because that happened 30 seconds ago. I've had to pay per pack 20 cents for chicken salt.
Get out.
I'm
that should be just thrown on.
Seriously.
Legit. I stand here and legit. I had to pay 20 cents for chicken salt.
I can't believe that, Bilko.
Per pack, by the way, per pack.
So you got 3 packs of chicken
60
salt.
60 cents for chicken salt. Come on.
You know what? That just, you know, look, it was typical of the Gold Coast. They overcharge for everything.
Mm.
That fish and chips for $9.90, fair enough. But for chicken salt, it should be just thrown on as part of the deal.
Yeah, I understand if you're going to pay for a bit of tartare sauce, tomato sauce,
exactly.
You know, like a dollar or something, whatever.
You wouldn't even pay. Condiments should not be paid for.
This
tomato
gets
sauce
shaken out
on.
Of the thing. Oh, not the way I go through condiments, so Bilks, I deserve to pay for my sauce.
Yeah.
Not chicken salt.
A bit of gravy, you might have to pay a dollar or two. I get that. But salt.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
So did you say anything?
No, I didn't realise until I was outside watching the birds chirping and the big boats.
I would have gone back in and said, where's my refund?
My refund on the chicken salt?
I'm horrified.
Yeah, okay.
20 cents per pack for chicken salt.
I reckon I'm sure there's places around here that do it.
No.
Just throw it on for nothing.
I've never.
Yes, absolutely. I've never paid for salt. I can't believe that.
I love fish and chips at the beach. It's such the best thing ever. And I've never, ever paid for salt.
No, ever. Look, I knew you'd be on board with this, Bilko, but I thought this is a perfect opportunity to do a quick poll for the Zing family.
Yeah.
Should you have to pay for chicken salt? 1-300-891-929.
I'm saying no. Mikey, you're saying no.
I'm saying no. If someone says yes, there's issues.
Yeah.
Issues. Look, I mean, unless they're physically doing something with the chicken and, you know, grinding it like the old man, grinding it and making it into salt.
They don't make the chicken salt. They just buy it.
Ross, you saying you should be paying for salt or chicken salt or anything, mate?
No, not at all.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's salt, like... If they want your service, you think they'd give you a little bit of leeway here and there, like if you want
something. Any condiment should be free, Ross.
Exactly right, okay?
Have you paid?
Look, I do. I mean, I'm used to paying for condiments, but I tell you what, when you go somewhere and they give you free sauce, it's just like Christmas to me. It is.
Have you paid for any of these condiments anywhere, mate?
If they wanted to charge you for it, I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, come on.
He should have marched back in and given his receipt back. Kylie, are you paying for salt at all, or have you?
I wasn't going to give you the call, but my son and I just had an argument discussing about it, and I got real riled up. No, I'm not paying for chicken salt.
Yeah. Our mate Mikey, 60 cents, I mean, he should just throw it back in their face.
Well, it's not even that. They're going to salt the chips anyway, and the whole point of asking you about chicken salt is do you want the flavour versus just regular salt? So it's built into the price of the chips. They're doing it anyway. Get your 60
Exactly. Well, what was your son disagreeing with you?
No, he was just like, why does it matter? Like, they're gonna, all they do is like twist the salt container twice. That's not worth 20 cents.
And exactly.
I said, it's not even even a container they twist. It's just a steel container with holes in it. They shake it.
Exactly. What's your son's name?
Connor.
Connor, you are 100% correct, my friend. Are you doing NAPLAN today?
No.
Oh, good.
No, my daughter is, but he's not.